Good morning. It's Friday, September 4th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. This summer's drought has been rough on crops, including sunflowers. And while this year's sunflower season might be brief, it's sure to be glorious.
This will be a sea of gold, and it looks like it goes on forever.
We'll join KMUW's Luann Stevens in a sunflower field north of Lawrence, coming up after the news. When students in special education finish high school, their caregivers often struggle to find enriching ways to keep them busy. KMUW's Daniel Caudill visited one local program that's looking to fill that gap.
Students at Friendship Fields Academy are practicing their sign language as they settle into a new semester. The program at Friends University in Wichita is for students with intellectual disabilities who have aged out of the public school system. It's meant to offer them a four-year college experience while sharpening their skills in math, reading, and even social interactions. Chloe Brummer is an instructor for the program.
They're not done learning after high school, so it's just a great place for them to keep growing and learning and be part of a community here.
Students in the program also socialize with other Friends students at the chapel, cafeteria, and athletic events. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Caudill.
Sedgwick County will pay nearly $21 million to upgrade its emergency communication system. Radio dispatches from local police and fire departments and EMS currently come in and out of the county's dispatch center through an 18-year-old system. Motorola bought the system and plans to end support for it in November of 2028. Elora Forshey is director of the county's emergency communications.
Not only do all of our public safety run off of this radio system, so does public works for both the city and county and outlying agencies. So there's a lot that traverses on this radio system, so we need to make sure it's healthy.
The county is signing a new contract with Motorola for upgraded equipment for the dispatch center and its 10 radio towers. Upgrades are expected to take just over a year. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced a plan this week to streamline how the USDA collects and uses farm data. Rachel Kramer reports for Harvest Public Media.
The USDA data modernization plan includes improving mobile access to farmer surveys and expanding secure data sharing across the agency. Rollins says another goal is increasing transparency by explaining why information is requested and how it is used.
Everything for me changed when I began to talk to farmers directly who had just been asked to fill out the survey for the fifth time, who had been told or not told why they were asking for that survey, who had had trouble getting responses from the local offices.
She says the data modernization plan reduces the administrative burdens on farmers and ranchers. Rollins spoke at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Meanwhile, Secretary Rollins also says a new initiative will help grow the number of cattle in the U.S. The national herd size has fallen seven consecutive years and hit a 75-year low earlier this year, partly because of drought that affected grazing lands in the West. The Rancher's First initiative includes a new federal insurance option for producers who retain their cows to grow their herd. It also creates more flexibility to use grasslands in the USDA Conservation Reserve Program and supports regional processing through loans. At the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa this week, Rollins said the initiative builds on other efforts in the administration.
We are putting protein, we're putting beef right back at the center of policymaking in Washington, D.C.
Groups including the Iowa Food System Coalition and Iowa Farmers Union say they appreciate pieces of the Rancher's First initiative, but they say the administration has sent mixed signals to producers, creating instability and chaos. President Trump recently said the U.S. will import 300,000 metric tons of ground beef, 25% below market price, to reduce prices for consumers. Wichita's airport is one of the first in the country to participate in a new program that allows visitors to access the terminals beyond airport security without a boarding pass. The Gateside by TSA PreCheck program is available to anyone with TSA PreCheck privileges. That means people can meet travelers right when they step off the plane, see them off at their gates, or hang out in the airport with them during layovers. People must apply for a gateside pass at least one day before visiting and no more than 3 days in advance. The Kansas Department of Transportation is warning of potential traffic delays when Kansas State University has home football games. KDOT says drivers should expect potential delays on I-70 and U.S. 77 in Geary County as crews work on two projects. Lanes are reduced on eastbound I-70 between Henry Drive and K-18. Lanes will also be reduced on northbound U.S. 77 just south of I-70. Temporary traffic signals will direct one-lane traffic around construction. K-State's first three football games will be at home starting tomorrow. Friends University has named a new vice president for academic affairs. Kirk Moss will start in the position on Tuesday. Officials say he will oversee the university's academic programs and support its overall mission of, quote, educating students for Christ-centered service and leadership. Moss recently served as vice provost for faculty and academic programming at the University of Northwestern St. Paul. He previously served as vice provost, dean, department chair, or faculty member at Lawrence University, Minnesota State University Moorhead, and Valdosta State University. A number of Wichita facilities and attractions will be closed or have special hours for the Labor Day holiday. All Wichita Public Library locations will be closed Sunday and Monday. City Hall, recreation centers, and the animal shelter will be closed on Monday. City Transit and Paratransit will not be operating that day. Some places that will remain open for regular hours on Monday include Botanica and the public splash pads. A full list of closures and special hours is at wichita.gov. Sedgwick County is opening a new satellite tag office. The full-service tag location will be inside Luber's Chevrolet in Cheney. Operations will begin Tuesday with appointments available now. The office will operate from 9 to noon and from 1 to 5 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Luber's is providing the space at no cost to Sedgwick County or taxpayers. There are 8 other satellite locations across the county, including the Derby Public Library, Park City City Hall, and Mel Hamilton Ford. More details are at sedgwickcounty.org/tag-office. Wichita's Orpheum Theater will host a special event today to give people a look inside after the theater's $13 million restoration project. The grand reopening celebration starts at 5:30 tonight. The ticketed event also marks the theater's 104th anniversary. Those who attend will be able to tour the theater and take in live performances starting at 6:15. At 7 o'clock, officials will unveil a new mural outside the theater along First Street. Wichita City pools will close for the season this weekend, but splash pads will continue operating in the coming weeks. Public pools at Ailey, College Hill, Harvest, and Manissa will open for their last day of the season on Sunday from 1 to 6 p.m. All 10 city splash pads will close for the season on September 27th at 8 p.m. Wichita Transit is still offering free rides to any open city facility through Saturday to help people escape the heat. That includes libraries and recreation centers. There's more information about transit routes at wichita.gov/transit. We'll be back after this.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with Taya Obrecht about her novel, Sunrise.
When we arrived to the novel, we're in 2024, with a young woman named Nina. She has just been in a plane crash, and as a result of it, she's ended up in a lake in the Wyoming mountains.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. This summer's drought has been rough on crops, including sunflowers, but there are still places where you can find those brilliant yellow fields if you don't wait too long. Lou Ann Stevens recently visited a sunflower field north of Lawrence that's just ready to pop.
You can drive on up here if you want.
It's 9 in the morning, and people are already starting to visit Ted Grinter's sunflower field, about 7 miles north of Lawrence. It's a bit early in the season. The flowers are just starting to open. As you look across the field, you can see a glaze of yellow at the top of the green stalks with a few bright yellow flowers that have already bloomed. Ted says the change will happen in the next day or two.
By the middle of the week, this will be a sea of gold, and it looks like it goes on forever.
Those bright petals don't last long, though. My conversation with Ted took place last Sunday, so as of today, the field should be in its full glory. And that means the countdown has started.
From now, you might have 3 weeks from right now, and that'll be it
That's right, just 2 to 3 weeks before the petals drop off, leaving only the brown seed heads. A short season, but it's enough to attract up to 100 people a day. People were starting to notice the Grinter Farm sunflower field more than 20 years ago. Then they put it on Facebook in 2015, and the next season, more people came. A lot more.
And we called Carmageddon here, because we blocked I-70 and 2440 between Taunton. It was a 3-hour wait to get off I-70. Yeah, that was... We had lots of police assistance.
After that, Ted expanded the parking availability, mostly fields and what had been his backyard. The lines of traffic have eased, but the crowds still come. Ted says they see people from across the U.S. and around the world.
I've had people from China, Japan, Russia, a few people from Uzbekistan, Nepal, all over the country. You know, I have a couple that comes from Dallas every year.
50 of the farm's 2,000 acres are dedicated to sunflowers. The rest is corn and soybeans. The sunflower crop, in addition to being a tourist attraction, is harvested for birdseed. Grinter Farm also has a small store and bakery with local honey, some impressive cinnamon rolls, and a lot of sunflower merch. It gives Ted a chance to talk to some of the visitors.
I really enjoy meeting people that are, you know, from other countries and how they feel about it and the joy and seeing, you know, smiles on everybody's face is really, really fun.
Again, the sunflowers are, by now, a bright yellow. They're definitely worth a visit. But don't wait too long. I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
There's more about Kansas sunflower fields at KMUW.org. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be taking a break for Labor Day, so no news on Monday, but we'll be back on Tuesday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
So the barrister is the guy who wears the wig. The solicitor just looks like a person.
We'll take another trip through the oceans of differences between American English and British English. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
The fatal shooting of a teenager at a protest in Seattle has gone unsolved for 6 years.
This is open in your face. How are there no answers?
Our investigation has uncovered new evidence and witnesses who say they've never talked to police.
Did police ever call you?
Not once.
Listen to We Keep Us Safe, a new true crime series on the Embedded podcast from NPR.